House Casp, A Historical Oasis Part 1, Delhi. There is no solitude in the world like that of the big city. Kathleen Norris. No one knows the above quote better than some monuments of erstwhile Siri. Built by many dynasties over centuries, they exist in plain public view unseen. Siri, one of the 8 cities of Delhi, now includes the posh neighborhood of Green Park, House Casp enclave and village in Shahpur Jat. Its most famous landmark being the House Casp, Tank of Royals, and Fort. Apart from the designer boutiques, hippieteries and the Deer Park. Siri, the second oldest of the 8 cities of Delhi, existed only for 2 decades and is the only unconquered one. Established in 1303 AD, by Alauddin Khilji, the second ruler of the Turkish-Afghan tribe, the city fell into ruins after being taken over by the Tughlaq dynasty. History of House Casp. When Alauddin Khilji commissioned Siri, it served the purpose of a military camp to protect the capital from the Mongol army. The location where the Khiljis took on the Mongols and defeated them is where the fort of Siri stands. Just outside the fortifications, Alauddin provided for the water needs of the city by building House Eli, a tank fed by streams. Spread over 123.6 acres, the reservoir had a double-storied pavilion in its center. You may believe it or not, today we know it as the Munda Gumbud, Bald Dome, because the upper dome is missing. One can still see the steps leading to the upper story. This pavilion is the first structure as we enter Deer Park from Africa Avenue. But as the city dwindled, so did the water body. The Tughlaq king, Firoz Shah, restored the tank, and renamed it House Casp during his reign in the mid-14th century. Not only that, he also built an Islamic seminary, madrasa, a mosque and a tomb for himself adjoining the reservoir. Structures within Deer Park. The Deer Park is an oasis amidst an urban cacophony, with many historic edifices within its cool expanse. As we go deeper into the park after crossing the Munda Gumbud and across the tank, the first one of importance is Bagh Alam Kah Gumbud with its mosque. This is a low-era tomb with no markings, although the exteriors have arched niches, bands of red sandstone and blue tile patterns. The adjoining wall mosque has several unmarked graves too. Overgrown trees and wild plants make the tomb almost invisible with their foliage. Opposite this large tomb is a small hut-like building of black color, the Kali Gumti. The black color is because of the organic mortar used in its construction. There is no grave inside this structure from the Tughlaq or Sa'd era. Close by is another shrubbery encroached monument, the Tofay Wali Gumbud, the gifted dome. A Tughlaq era tomb, it has many cenotaphs bearing clear markings indicating the burial of a man. It is one of the better preserved but invisible structures in the Deer Park. This is much confused with another tomb in Shahpur Jat that is the Tonawali Gumbud. Historical and government sources point to the Tofay Wali Gumbud to be the one inside the Deer Park. This is but one part of the House Casp precinct. 2 more posts follow, covering the rest. Coming up next week, the intriguing Jawhar Minar and other tombs in the area. Pin the heritage.